Yo, what's up? We back. Another episode of Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K Dog, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's good with you? What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Kevin's favorite part of the NBA season, the
Play-in.
Been 5-2.
Play-in tournament.
Been 5-2.
Kevin, do you really honestly believe that, Kevin? Still.
You ain't enjoy watching.
We ain't talking about me right
Oh,
now.
wait, 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 wait,
My
wait, wait.
thoughts.
The only game, well, I guess the only bad one was the Atlanta one. That'd
Yeah,
be great South Florida.
because they made him do walk to the arena.
Well, what the there was a train game or something,
Yeah,
isn't
nah,
it?
it was a train or something.
Nah, they bus. They supposed to be busing over there, and their bus was late, so they just took off walking.
Yeah, but I thought a train like held a bus up.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, but because they was late, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Man, yeah, they 30 piece them boy or 29,
I
30.
thought the New Orleans game was about to get bad, but they ended up
Coming
Spurs ended up
back.
making it a game.
Oh, CJ. CJ, CJ.
Well, B.I. played pretty good too. And you know my boy Herb gonna lock up.
Listen,
Herb a
man.
menace out there, man.
That I heard
That's
Tim
a good
Legler.
word for him too, Kevin.
Who
Menace.
heard? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Tim Legler talking about them, right? So he was talking about CJ McCollum. Well, Jay Will was talking about first how CJ McCollum, the better teammate for BI than LeBron because of the positions, right? The way, not like basketball positions. I'm talking about LeBron being so high profile and CJ being a different type of leader. Man, he made a bunch of sense. It's just saying, like, the expectation not as high as when you playing with LeBron James, because Jay Will was like, it's like playing with Kobe or playing with whoever, they Michael Jordan or whoever, the expectation high. And with CJ McCollum, he can nurture him. He got that time. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty good, man. Pretty interesting. And Tim Legler made a good point, because man. He said exactly what we were saying way back in the summer. Philly should trade for him. Man, we kept saying he'll be perfect. So Tim Legler was like, he kept saying, like, why won't they just trade for CJ? I'm telling y'all, if CJ is the starting point guard on his own squad, he
I'm
would
surprised
average.
a lot of teams didn't trade for him, though.
Right. And he was saying he would average this, this, and this. And you see it. You saw it last night. And he was talking about you come fast forward to next year. With a whole season and a healthy Zion and
Maybe.
all of that. Yeah, I mean, but that'll be, 'cause I think people knew CJ was good, but I don't think they really know how good he is. You know what I mean? The boy for real. You know what I mean? He ain't just some, oh yeah, good story from a mid-major. Nah, he for real. He like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, that was fun. It was fun to see. I ain't gonna lie, Kevin. Especially I like it for Willie Green too, man. Like, man, there's some young coaches right now that's doing their
So,
thing.
before we get too far off topic, how do you like the matchup with the Pelicans and the Clippers?
Clips. So this was funny to me. I was messing with Marcellus. I said, "Who win?" He was like, "Who you got winning?" I said, the Pelicans, and I said, but I think they're gonna beat the Clippers. But then I'm like, I'm going back and forth because Paul George, because he ain't played in a while though, that's the only thing that's he could have a horrible game, but he got the potential to go out there and get you 45 and put the team on his back. So and as funny as this may sound, because a lot of people like to clown him, and I've made jokes, but when you can't really bet against a proven guy like that. And people like to talk noise about him, but I'm telling you, man, Paul George could come out there and go for 45. And the only thing that I think will stop him is just missing shots. I don't think it'll be like him not being ready for the moment and all that stuff right there. So that's the only thing because Paul George has been in so many big games, I love CJ McCollum. You know how I feel about him. And I love Herb Jones and Brandon Ingram. I like everything they got going on. But it's something telling me Paul George for to come out here and have a night, man. It's just something telling me he going to come out there and have one of them 7-for-11 from three, you know what I mean? Get to the line about 8, 9, 10 times. Something telling me he going to do that, bro.
That's the only thing about these playing games, man, is you don't know what you'll get from that one game situation. And that's from both sides, too.
It's scary.
Because McCollum could come out and do the same thing, go for 40.
True.
Shoot 10 of 13 from three or some shit like that. So,
but see, Q2, and I'm going to tell you to add on top of that is you got a Herb Jones to defend Paul George. You might not stop him, but he can make it difficult. You know what I'm saying?
He can give him a headache.
That's what I'm saying.
He won't stop him, but he can make him work for it.
And who really on the Clippers going to guard CJ outside of Paul George?
Right? I don't know, man. I feel like they got a lot of bodies to throw at him.
At CJ?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I mean,
Paul George, but.
Yeah, but Terrence Mann.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Norman Powell.
Covington.
You got Covington.
True.
Like they got a lot of bodies to throw at. A lot of length.
They do. I forgot about man and them guys. But I mean, I think it should be a great game, but I think something just telling me Paul George, man, gonna make some magic, man. He gonna do some damage, I think. But either way, I wouldn't be mad because I like both of those teams. I like the players. I like the coaches. It's gonna be good, man. I can't give you an answer on who's gonna win. But tell me what you think, Kevin or Q, either one of y'all.
I think it's a toss up for one.
Yeah.
But if I gotta put my money on a team, I'm gonna go with the Clippers. So the Clippers got more experience. Yeah. They got what I believe is the better player in the series.
PG?
In the matchup, Paul George.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
I'll go with them. And I love CJ. But.
Yeah, I love CJ. What you got?
I'm going to go the other side. I think it's going to be a great game, maybe in overtime. But I think PG going to have a good game. I just don't think he's going to get any help.
That was the case for last game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What he had, 32?
Yeah, 32. Or was it 34? 32 or 34?
34.
Yeah, because I think you know, PG, whether he shoot bad or not, like, he gonna show up tonight because that's just him. But I just think he's going to be out there by himself. And I think you probably going to get maybe 10, 8, about 5 steals from Herb. Get by 25, 30 from CJ. Get by 20, 25 from.
I think he's had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 5.
Boy, yo, you messed. I was like, God dang. I know Herb a beast and all on defense. But yo, if he get 10 or 8 still, I was like, okay, I got you. I'm with you. Yeah, threw me out, boy.
I was thinking at first, like, man, I was a little hurt, but
like, you know how hard it is to get 10 steals? You know how many times that hasn't been done?
I just think New Orleans gonna get more help from their off guys than the Clippers will.
I think the key is because you know what you're gonna get from CJ, you know what you're gonna get from Paul George. The key is Reggie Jackson. Marcus Morris,
mm-hmm.
B.I.
Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Who else over there? Herb going, you know, you're going to get his number. But yeah, like, and then some bench guy like Devontae Graham. And then
Valanciunas.
Yeah. It should be good. It should be really good, though, you know. Yeah, especially if Herb get them 10 steals. Man, Q, you threw me off like a ball. Like, God dang, boy. I'm like, Q, all right. I know you love Bama, but God. Nah. But
Herb about to get a quadruple double tonight.
Bro, he's so consistent and solid, bro. Like, man,
four-year player in college.
Right. Yeah. Hey, man.
Four-year starter at that.
Develop this game. You know what I'm saying?
Because he couldn't, as a junior, if he would have came out as a junior, he wouldn't be able to have this impact. Now, he grew so much from his junior to senior season.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, especially from a leadership standpoint. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even no rah-rah leadership either. Like, he led by action.
Naturally, because John Petty, too. You know what I mean? You saw him grow. You know what I'm saying? He stopped taking out on wild shot. Remember, he used to just wild out. But, you know, that's good stuff. But, yeah, nah, man, that should be a good game. I'm a roll with I'm a roll with New Orleans, too. I think New Orleans – I'm going to roll with New Orleans, but I'm giving PG at least 40. He's going to score at least 40. But I think you're right. I don't know if he's going to have the help. But with that being said, now Reggie Jackson could come out there and give you 25 to 30.
That's the unknown, though. Like, who do you trust more? You trust Reggie Jackson or do you trust B.I.?
Brandon Ingram.
A good question. Playoff-wise, it'd probably be Reggie, if I'm being honest.
Reggie ain't never not played big in the playoffs. Yeah. Think back to even Oklahoma City.
Yep.
He saved their bacon that one night.
Exactly.
When Russ fired out or got hurt or something, Reggie Jackson, KD couldn't throw a rock in the hole. That man, Reggie Jackson, was Hoover.
Yeah, and that was when he was just on second shift. Now he on third shift.
Third shift, Reggie. I feel like the Clippers got to get more for Morris. It's got to be Morris and Batum and Zubac. They got to get a little bit more from them guys, man.
Has Morris declined a little?
Yeah. Remember, because when he was in New York, I mean, he was 18 a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I was asking because I was looking at him the other night and I was kind of thinking like, but I mean.
What year is this film?
He was before him. They were before Embiid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like year 10, maybe?
No, I was going to say about 10 then, because, yeah, they was there a couple years before Embiid got there, and Wiggins and all them. Yeah, they before them. So, yeah, probably about 10 years. Maybe more than that.
Because his brother already out the league, ain't he?
Is he? No.
Don't think so.
He played for
What roster was he on?
I don't think
it was out. He played somewhere.
Was he on Detroit roster?
Mm-mm. Was it? Mm-mm. I don't know.
He played for the Heat.
Right now?
Right now, he on the Heat roster.
Oh, he ain't playing at all.
He ain't playing.
Cause I know I done seen the Heat at least four times in the past week and a half. I ain't seen him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, he been hurt though.
Oh, gotcha. I was gonna say, I know I ain't seen him play. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a matter of what you're gonna get from Morris.
From them auxiliary guys.
Them guys that should be able to get you 8 to 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Efficiently. So, you'll be able to see that early too though. Like which one gonna step up. I mean, cause I think, especially from Reggie, cause at what point does he normally come in? Midway through the first, toward the end of the first quarter, most of the time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Third shift start 11 o'clock. Nah, yeah.
I mean, like, you gotta watch Terrence Mann. There's another dude that could, and then, like I said, they got Norman Powell, they got Rocco.
Yeah, and it's about a balance because, like you say, but I think the edge for me, because you got PG and CJ, they clearly the two for they the best guys, but who your second best, Reggie or B.I.? And then, like you said, Quinn, big games, Reggie has always performed. B.I. been balling. But then I don't know. Like you said, you got bench guy. Devontae Graham now, he ain't never shied away either. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. It should be a really good game.
Let's move over to the Eastern Conference. How y'all like the Hawks and the Cavs? What y'all think?
Man. Jared Allen's still not playing, huh?
Right.
He not?
No, he's not. Not unless he just updated.
No. I was just asking.
No.
Man, if he was playing, I would pick Cleveland. I ain't gonna even lie.
Yeah, because that matchup with him and Evan Mobley, you're not coming in that paint. It's just not. You're not gonna regularly, efficiently score in that paint with him and Evan Mobley down there, and that's the difference in that team.
I don't know. I still like the way Cleveland played the other night against Nick. So I think they're gonna pull it out.
It's in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, and that could probably be because I don't like the Hawks either, though. But because it's the Atlanta Hawks, man. I mean, you know how you got them teams sometimes. You like they shouldn't even be here. It was like, why do y'all exist? That's the Atlanta Hawks.
God dang you! They done had some decent years though.
I like Cleveland too, but for a different reason than Q.
Q just said why they even exist. But and John Collins not playing either, dog. That's huge. He that second leading scorer. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the reason why I'm picking Cleveland, because without Trae Young, where else are you going to get scoring?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Kevin Herter as a number two guy. You know what I mean? Like DeAndre Hunter ain't really a number two guy right now.
Neither, and them days gone for Gallo for Gallinari.
Bogdanovich ain't really.
No, he an excellent player, but he ain't.
I like Bogdanovich.
Like we were saying with the other game with like CJ and BI or like, you know, PG and Reggie, where it's supposed to be Kawhi, you know what I mean? Like that's what John Collins represent for Trae Young. You understand? So I feel you.
And Cleveland has a better system than Atlanta. Atlanta is Trae Young driven. Cleveland has a system. And they have Vince, they have Rondo, they have Kevin Love, you know what I mean? And you can Darius Garland and Kevin Love on that pick and pop, Darius Garland and Evan Mobley on that pick and roll, them boys dangerous, man.
Darius Garland on the island without a pick and roll.
Darius Garland with Trae Young out there trying to guard him or whoever, or Kevin Herter, that's not good for them. That's not good for the Hawks.
That's a bad difference, man.
On the other side of the ball, you got a guy. And Isaac Okoro, they can get a couple stops on Trae Young. You know what I mean? Like,
but of course, they're
going to stop Trae. But when it comes down to it, I trust Isaac Okoro to get a couple stops on him.
But I like how he been creating, though.
Yeah, he been playing better.
He had 10 dimes last night, I think.
Because, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of how he play. But he has been playing a lot better, more team-oriented ball. And I know he get assists. I'm not really talking about the assists. I'm just talking about the style of play.
Because Luka is figuring that out too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's another thing. He out. He not playing.
For game one.
Yeah.
Against the Jazz.
Is that a calf strain? That's how KD start. Calf strain. It went into a torn Achilles.
Barkley mentioned that the other night about that calf strain into a torn Achilles.
Yeah, and he was talking about how, and Shaq was talking about how, remember what I told y'all about the hamstring injuries, about how it'll get to the point where, like, you feel good, you feel explosive, you feel like you can go play, and then you make one movement, and it just reminds you that I'm still here. You're not going to be out here doing all that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The muscle injuries like that, man. They, it's tough.
Yeah.
That's why I always rather have a bone injury than a break than a strain or something like that, because ain't no way of being exact when you come back from them.
Right.
That's what's
been wrong with Julio Jones the last few years. Them hamstrings. He ain't even been able to play.
Cause you got, especially somebody like him, well, he's lit. Yeah. Exactly. Cause like you just said, Kev, you probably go through all that rehab, feel great. Then that first time you try to take off.
Cause that's what Chris Paul hurt that last year in Houston, didn't it? Was his leg, his
hamstring.
I'm at the same. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can still play on it. Like a hamstring, if you give it some rest, you can play on it and you can be fine. But it's when you try to do too much, when you try to like go 100%, I'm telling you, it's going to flare up. It's going to remind you. You're going to get a tweak. You're going to feel it.
Like, yo.
Yeah. I tore my left one and I done pulled each one of them probably 5 or 6 times. I'm telling you, them things ain't. They tough, bro.
Yeah, I hope he good though, cause I hate seeing wounded ducks at this time of the year. You want to see teams at their full capacity, man. Just cause it's just, oh man, it means so much. You know what I mean? And then that's just, you know what I mean? I hate it. Like I was telling y'all, I hate that Kawhi and PG wasn't there.
Right.
I guarantee you, man. They would have been top 3.
Yeah. And I hate it for Dallas because I like how Luka and Spencer Dinwiddie been playing. Mm-hmm. I want to see them. You know what I mean? Like I want to see that team.
And then especially against the Jazz with, you know what I mean, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley and all that.
I was kind of high on them earlier. But Jazz, man, they blow too many leads for me.
They've been tripping. They've been tripping, but we're going to see, you know, we're going to see. So we can get into the ones that's already, was it 3 through 7 is kind of decided, right? Waiting on 1 and 8 and 2.
No.
No, wait, no.
1 through 7 has already been decided. So we're waiting on 8.
Right. But I'm talking about the matchups we're waiting on is what? 1 and 8?
No, 8 and 9 or 8 and 10, I think it is.
No. The matchups for the first round is 1 and 8.
Oh, yeah. Because the 8's got to be determined.
Yeah. The rest of them, because we know Brooklyn playing Boston. Right. And then on the other side, Minnesota playing Memphis, right? And then 3 and 6.
You know what's funny to me?
4 and 5, what's that?
I hear all these people picking, Minnesota. I find that laughable.
Are they serious? Listen,
I do too.
I love Anthony Edwards. That's, come on. You know I love Anthony Edwards. Bro, that ain't happening.
I find it laughable. I wouldn't pick them if Ja don't play.
Bruh, ain't no way they beating that team. Ain't no way.
I think they're pushing the seat. I think they'll get 2 wins. What? Cause this is it 5?
I give them 1.
Nah, it changed it. So. Wait. You give them 2 wins with Ja?
Huh?
Yeah, I give them 2.
I'm talking about Q. He said you give them 2 wins with Ja Morant.
It's first round 5 games or 7?
It's 7.
Yeah, I give them 2 wins. Q. They'll beat them 4-2.
Q. I thought you'd move from LA. you smoking some good something. Buddy, is that getting on? I do too.
They gonna win game 1.
Watch. I give them. The only game they're gonna get is the game where Ant-Man and D-Lo play the way they played in their playoff game.
And I'm not
game one.
They're gonna have 2 games where they go up. They're gonna have 1 game where they go off like that.
And the rest of them, I think you're gonna see Ant-Man look like this is his first time in the playoffs.
It's too many houses over there in Memphis, man.
Bane and
Dylan Brooks and them and Melton and
Minnesota gonna win game
Brandon,
one.
Brandon Clark. Man. Zaire, Slow-mo, Steven Adams. Yeah, it's not happening, Q. You said what? They're going to win game one and what?
Game one and game five, they're going to win.
Shit. All right.
Y'all think they're going to sweep them?
No, I think they'll get one, but if they did sweep them, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh. Q, knock it off. Who is that? But they fought in to get in.
It's the playoffs, man. Throw the records out the window.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Man, please.
I just think you're going to get a couple games from what Cat going to go off. So that's why I give him two.
I tell you what, and nah.
He the best big man shooter ever.
But we know our dear friend Kevin ain't fond of him. But I'm about to shoot my boy some bail. That the other night backed up the reason why he ain't fond of him. That was terrible. This man posting up at the 3-point line. Not getting down at that. Come on, man.
I feel
not
the same way Shaq felt.
Knock it off,
Shaq,
bro.
Was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
I do play 24 minutes in the playoff game.
You had to run it over people like Earl Campbell, and then I just doing this.
I said right over like Earl Campbell.
But he posting up at the 3-point line.
24 minutes in a playoff game.
And trying to drive to the basket from the 3-point line. Instead of getting down there on that block
and going
up
work.
And under like he did on Zubac in the third quarter, instead of going at him in that fashion, he shoot too many threes. And I'm tired of people calling him the greatest big man shooter ever, like Dirk Nowitzki never played in the NBA.
Wow,
he shoot better than Dirk,
man. Whenever you ready to seriously talk to me about this,
Dirk might be. Alleviate big man. Dirk might be the best transition 3-point shooter. Steph don't count. He had another
trail three.
That trail three, bruh, Steve Nash. Steve. Blah, blah, boy. Hey, listen, man. All right,
go make me watch some Dirk highlights.
But yeah, and you know, I had the Dirk made me a believer. I ain't used to be high on Dirk, but yeah.
No, you ain't used to be high. You could stand Dirk.
Dirk.
Mike used to get Dirk hair.
I did.
Why, Mike?
I just didn't believe in Dirk, but Dirk did me like Mystica. Come here, shut up. I know you ain't gonna say it no more. If I say you said my name, looking for me, here I go. MVP. Yeah, Dirk made me a believer. Nah.
I didn't either when we was living out there in LA, I went to a Clippers game and he came out there and lit the Clippers ass up.
Man, I'm telling you, I remember, and it's funny, I was watching the Knuckleheads podcast with Rashad Lewis and he was talking about that USA game when they played against Dirk. I remember watching that game. Right? I remember watching that game where Dirk dropped, I think he dropped 34 on the best high school players in America. And I've been on Dirk ever since. Because next thing I know, he was coming into the draft after that. Nobody knew him before that. But
nobody
played against Rashad Lewis and Quentin Richardson and dropped like 34 on their head. And ever since then, I've been on Dirk.
Yeah. Because people don't even know he got drafted by the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dirk was a bad boy. But no, Q. Minnesota not getting two games.
Two games, I'm telling you.
I don't see it.
Mike, you ain't been that great at picking basketball anyway, so I don't know.
Oh, so we got jokes, huh?
Hey, what you talking about, White? We talking about the NBA, man. That's what I'm talking about.
We got jokes.
We're talking about the NBA, man.
Shut up, Quentin. But hey, I tell you this. Minnesota ain't finna win no two games against Memphis.
Tell you, man. When was the last time? Well, I'm not gonna say that.
When was the last time?
I just feel like he gonna have a couple games where he go off. That's all.
He can, but Memphis, man, Memphis got a squad. Like I told y'all, only people I see beating them is Phoenix. That's it. I don't think nobody else on that side could beat them four times, bro.
I mean, if you look at it, like I just pulled a bracket up. Looking at the bracket, I actually agree with you now. And because I thought Utah was the team that could possibly beat them. But the way they've been playing, I don't trust in Utah right now. But and Denver missing too much. If they had Jamal Murray, I would say yes. If they had Jamal Murray, I think they'd be like the two seed, honestly.
But they'd definitely be in that mix.
I think Golden State done. I honestly believe that they are done.
Yeah.
In terms of like championship caliber. So yeah, Mike, you probably right. Dallas, Luka ain't Luka. Luckily, his game don't rely on explosiveness, so he right. might be able to still be.
why you say that, kid?
Because like, he's slow and crippled, bro.
Look.
That boy's slow and crippled.
He might be the slowest, most effective player ever in the NBA. Hey,
bro, he put that 260 on you. He put that 260 on you and get you on his hip, it's over with.
Him and Sam Cassell.
That 260.
That 260, that's what it is.
Him and Sam Cassell, like... I can't explain it. I can't hate it. I can't say nothing but the boy's a baller.
Luke and Dallas turn away the same.
Yeah. Dallas turning Ja Morant.
Dallas turning Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Man,
y'all tripping.
So look.
You can't say that 260.
He 260.
That dude ain't 260. Can't
man, you, think you remember that article I sent y'all? It said Luka came in at 260. I was telling y'all before that. I told y'all, man, that man like 6'8", bro.
I was going to say, he tall, though. He tall, and he got a dope body.
I'm 250, and I ain't about 6'3". I ain't nowhere in the world Luka no 240 or no nothing. I ain't trying to hear that.
Right.
I ain't nowhere in the world. That man 260, every bit of it. And when he put it on you, it's over with. Ain't nothing you can do.
Man.
Nothing.
Luka be out there balling.
Yeah, he do.
So, look, you got – which I want to go, west or east or west first?
Stay on the west.
So, you got Phoenix and a possible – so, we ain't going to even do that yet because we don't know who it is.
Don't matter either way.
Yeah, they're going to beat them, right? So, then you got Memphis and – Minnesota, we said how we feel. Q said Minnesota going to win.
Said they going to win too. I ain't said
they going to win. I was waiting on you to say. That's why I stopped like that. All right. So Q said Minnesota. Cat going to have MVP light numbers. Golden State and Denver, dog. Wait. That's we gonna stop right there now. What y'all think about that? I seen Steph practiced.
Yeah, is Steph playing Steph healthy? I'm going with Golden State. Because like I said, Denver, they missed Jamal Murray.
And is what's the name?
Michael Porter?
No. I thought had got hurt again.
Who?
My boy from Memphis. My guy, I can't think of his name. Yeah, number 5. Dark skinned fella.
Will Barton.
He I know he had got back hurt or something and he came back.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I don't.
They missing too much. I'm with you.
Unless Joker just put them on his back, which he capable of. If he put them on his back.
But that's a lot, though, Kevin. Yes,
it is. Because Klay playing better.
Because I think Jokic going to do what he do. Yeah. He might average a triple-double.
He might average a 40-point triple-double.
Yeah.
But a 30-point triple-double, man, no.
Yeah.
But if you got Draymond back.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond, Steph, and Klay are all healthy. Klay playing better. That does change the dynamic of that team. It does. But all three of them there. And they're playing their style of play.
Yeah.
I go with Golden State.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to rock with them, man.
Because you got Poole, you got Kuminga. Yeah. You know them young boys playing well.
Poole been hooping. Yeah. And you gonna go with
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh yeah, he been balling. So you gonna go with that experience with Steph, Clay, and Draymond off the top. You hear me? Like you just gonna roll with them. So it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
I think Denver definitely could win two games.
I do too.
But in the end, I think Steph just gonna be too much. You know what I'm saying?
And it ain't like Golden State didn't win 53 games this year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, it's just the injury schedule at the end. You know what I mean? Like, this Steph Curry that got hurt. Like, this is one of the best players in the NBA. Exactly.
Who is as important on the defensive end as Steph is on the offense.
Offense. And he might be the second most important on offense as far as balancing, getting everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it's ironic because he's so different in the fact that he don't score a bunch of points, but he vital to your offense, and he a power forward that can get you balanced, that can get you under control.
Run the offense through him a lot.
Yeah, he can get your offense settled and under control, and he the power forward. It's crazy. I mean, LeBron James can do that, but he not a power. He a small forward, and it's just, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying. Like, he don't have 8 points and 14 assists and 2 steals and get everything on. Get everything cracking. So, yeah, I definitely would go Golden State there. Now, this Dallas and Utah, it's a toss-up with Luka. Like I'm saying, all things, he out for game one, which sucks. Yeah. They at home, though, and you got Spence. So, you probably going to have to start Lil Rick, Jalen Brunson. Yeah. We're going to start him now, so that take away a little firepower off the bench. Cause Tim Hardaway Jr. not playing either. You know what I'm saying? So you got Finney Smith start anyway, right?
Yeah, Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so man, that hurt them. But because Luka means so much to them. That's a big time injury, dog.
Yeah, that's tough. Cause with Luka, I go Dallas in six, but without him, that's
hard.
It depends. It depends on when he come back, if he come back. If he come back in game two, I still go Dallas probably in six.
But see, the only reason that I'm hesitant, I'm with you, is just how effective or ineffective that he would be. If that leg start hurting, you know what I'm saying? And he can't boogie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but like I said, him not being an explosive player as it is, I think he'll be able to get by with his size and his skill. I think he'll be able to get by if they can get him back on the court. I just don't trust Utah, man. Like the way they've been playing lately, blowing leads, and I just don't trust them.
Yeah, they've been trimming hard. They've been trimming hard, but you know, I can't call it without Luka. But I guess, like you said, if Luka come back and he able to play, what you think, Q?
Man, he just, like, he does so much for that team.
Yeah.
Offensive end, man, jeez. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like all the attention that he take, that open up stuff for the other guys, and, like, it's just not – it's not going to be out there. So,
man,
and like you said, it was a toss up with him. But like game one, they probably going to lose by like 30. Probably.
I ain't
going
to say it.
Nah, I don't know about it.
I'll say it. You don't have to. Listen to me. I'm going to say it.
Hey, they might end up going down by 30, but Utah going to let them come back.
And even, you're right about that. And even if he do come back in game two, I mean, how effective is he going to be? Because he's definitely going to be at 100%.
See, that's what scared me. I don't know, Kevin. Them calf strains, that happened to Serge Ibaka, too. I believe if he wouldn't have had that, Oklahoma City would have went to the finals that year when he hurt his leg against San Antonio.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they won. San Antonio was on a mission that year. That was the year they won it. But I don't know, man.
Man, they gonna put Luka in that hyperbaric chamber. They gonna give him a bunch of ultrasounds and shoot him up with medicine and all of that stuff.
He probably been sleeping in that hyperbaric chamber.
Right for game two.
But still,
he gonna get down in that mid post, put that weight on him, facilitate the offense from dying now. Be straight.
All right.
He gonna change his game. He gonna shoot a whole bunch of step backs.
Ken, why you fat shaming Luka, man?
I ain't fat shaming him. That's a big boy. I'm a big boy myself. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the big boys out there.
Yeah, he ball. He hefty
out there.
I know he got some J's that's hard. Jordan got some PEs, but them things stupid.
Yeah, I like Luka. It took like how Mike said about Dirk. How like I had to come around on Luka like that. Like I like Luka.
Yeah, because it's amazing like how he is able to get his no matter what.
When I seen what he did to PG and Kawhi, I was like, I can't.
Dude, you
got,
like,
got it, bro. You got like it.
Listen, you couldn't do nothing but say, all right, dog.
Yeah, that's a different Luka right there. For some reason, when he played that team against them two,
bruh,
it's like he kick it up even another notch against them.
Is this something we don't know that the Clippers pass on him? Like, what's going on?
Because it's another switch that he hit when he played the Clippers.
Oh, he go ballistic. He played the Clippers, he be like, yeah. Man, he go crazy. Yeah, he go crazy. But, man, Kevin, I don't know. I'm with Quinn, man. He is so good. And if he can't play, bro,
man, he gonna play. He gonna play, and he gonna be effective. Watch what I tell you.
Is he gonna be effective though? Just standing the block the whole game?
Man, he gonna be effective. Watch what I tell you. It ain't like we ain't talking about Ja Morant. It ain't like Luka gonna be out there taking off and nah, bro. He just take it slow, take it easy. Luka play slow mo ball, bro.
No,
as long as they can get him out there, he gonna be straight.
I think the right word is he plays cerebral.
That's what you want to call it.
Right, right, yeah.
Look at him. I'm watching him now. They're hooking people. That's what he do. He put that weight on him. He get him on his hip, and he just hook him. Look at him. Jump hook. Yeah. What I'm watching now is exactly what Luka gonna do.
And you know.
He get him on them childbearing hips, kid.
That's it. just like how them girls, you put them babies on their hip. When Luka get you on that hip, it's over.
Hey, yo, and he can't shoot free throws. And he's still average almost 30 points a game. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to that. Because I'm with Quinn, man. He's vital, Kevin.
He is, but I believe when he come back, I believe it. I don't think that injury gonna hurt him the way it hurt KD.
You just saying like, you feel what we saying, but you saying he gonna be.
Because if he don't come back, then yeah, Dallas is in trouble. But I believe when he come back, because his game is not depending on athleticism, he gonna be cool.
Yeah, I feel it.
Cause I bet he could play. I bet he could play in game one. They just want to take it easy. You know what I'm saying?
Cause they did announce it kind of late. Cause of
So Quinn, you going with Utah to win the series? It's tough.
Yeah, cause
you are.
That dude, that is such a wild card, man. Because if he's not in there, then I'm gonna go, Utah's gonna win probably. It'll probably go seven, but I think they'll win. But if he's in there for six out of them seven games, even if he's at 70-75%. He's gonna take so much attention to himself that, I don't know. That's a tough call right there.
That's tough because I think if he was healthy, I would go with them. Just because Utah ain't been balling, but
because if he played the way you say he's gonna play, Kevin, basically stay in the block the whole time, then he gonna have to consistently score over Jokic.
I mean, I'm not saying that's
No. You mean Gobert.
And yeah, Gobert, not Jokic. Yeah, Gobert.
I'm not saying he gonna consistently just play like that. I'm saying, like, I feel like that's what he gonna.
Yeah, that's where like his game gonna start, is what you're saying.
He gonna operate out of that the most.
Yeah, he gonna operate around that mid post a little bit more instead of just taking it from the top of the key all the way to the basket. You know what I mean?
That make him easier to defend, though.
Man, you got Maxi Kleber out there stretching that floor. He's gonna pull Gobert out the paint. Dwight Powell do the same thing. Maybe not as effective, but you got Bertans out there. They got some bigs that can shoot, bro.
And Bertans, boy, when he get hot.
Bertans got a lightning rod.
Boy, he pulled that thing. Ooh. Yeah. Listen, man.
We'll see.
Q, you know what? We ain't even going to. Because that one's tough.
Because for me, it's more about Utah than it is about Dallas.
About Dallas?
Even if you don't play. If you mess around and let Spence and Jalen Brunson them out there and they get the rolling.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't trust Utah.
And Finney Smith, too. Finney Smith, people don't really pay him attention, but he be hooping. Rebounding the basketball, defending. Yeah, scoring the ball. So we will see. I'm going to roll. Oh, I can't even say it.
See?
I'm with you.
Who you got, Kim? Did you say?
I put my money on Dallas.
No matter how much Luka play or doesn't play, you still going to Dallas?
Yep, because I don't trust Utah.
So he can now play the whole way. He comes out for game two, first 5 minutes, he re-pulls whatever it is that's hurting him, and you still gonna go with him.
Yep. Until you tell me otherwise, until they start playing, but I'm
gelling again. What the hell happened?
I don't know, man. It's like they woke up one day and it was gone, and they ain't been able to find it again.
Because it ain't like Dallas just has nobody. Like, them with it, you know what I mean?
I keep forgetting Spence with them. Yeah, Spence could come out and hold it down. He come out game one and give you 28, 30, 35. You understand what I'm saying?
Can he do that over a whole series without Luka, though?
I think Spence can, bro. Spence a problem. Spence a problem. Bro, I'm telling you, I guarantee you, if Brooklyn would have known what was going to happen, he would have been right there in Brooklyn. Man, that dude a beast.
Yeah.
Because he was actually one of the ones KD kept talking about, him and Caris LeVert.
Can you imagine him on that team now?
They would have never had James Harden.
No, he was still there. He got hurt.
Yeah, I remember him getting hurt. He got hurt in the preseason, right?
Yeah, but he just was a free agent. They traded LeVert, Allen, and what you call him? He was on their roster the whole year last year. Remember they was talking about him coming back for the playoffs?
Like, wasn't he there before James Harden got traded?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was just hurt most of the time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think James Harden would have been traded there if Spence would have never got hurt.
He's saying he's playing now than James.
Because Spence would have never got hurt, then I feel like that team, that KD, Spence, Kyrie team would have been.
I'm telling you, Quinn, that dude a beast. I went and watched him early this year when he was with Washington. They played the Pacers.
Yeah, I love Spence.
Yeah, he had 28 that night. 30. Yeah, he a problem.
Big guard too.
Yeah.
Like 6'5".
Yeah, he about 6'5", get in a shot. He can shoot the three, get to the cup, three-level score, bro. That dude a problem, bro. Shoot free throw.
He do it all.
Yeah, Spence go crazy. Yeah. So, I guess you convinced me. I'm going to roll with Kevin, y'all. If it's wrong, Kevin said it. If it's right, we said it. No, you picked the NCAA to the T.
Yeah, but other than that, especially in football, I was all wrong.
Yeah, Kevin.
Who you had?
Who did I pick there?
Kevin had
Titans, Green Bay and the Titans.
Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I can't kill you for that though.
Yeah, you can. Stop laughing, Mike. You can't laugh about nothing.
What?
Mike, you probably had the worst goal in NCAA bracket history. Mike, both of your teams you had going deep didn't make it past the first day.
Stop lying. Javon Quinterly got hurt. That would mess my whole bracket up.
What about your national championship pick?
What? Oh, what happened? So what happened? Miami want to come out there and just go crazy. Nah. I picked the women's, right? I picked South Carolina.
Well, you had Auburn and who in the national championship game?
Me?
Yeah. You talking about me? Yeah. Uh-huh. You know.
Auburn and Purdue. I had Auburn and Purdue.
Okay. I had Kansas and Purdue, so I can't say nothing about that, about Purdue side.
See?
But anyway, man, let's move on to the Eastern Conference.
All right, Eastern Conference. What we know for sure is Boston and Brooklyn. What is up? What is up? Who y'all got and why?
Brooklyn.
Whoa. All right.
Because they got KD and Kyrie.
Yeah. Simple as that.
And I'm gonna go close our game against them is going to be tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to beat them four times, close them out four times. But I think they're going to push them. I'll definitely get them two wins in a possible, but I think
– three. I say Brooklyn and seven.
You think going to go seven?
I say Brooklyn and seven, yeah.
I can see that.
Now, both of y'all just so disrespectful to Boston in a way.
We said seven.
You said seven, Mike.
Y'all so disrespectful to my
guy. Mike, that's respect right there for two of the top three players in the league right now.
Y'all are so disrespectful to my boy, Jay Tatum. Kevin is a Duke fan, and he don't even like Jason Tatum.
It's not that I don't like Jason Tatum.
Oh, hush. Y'all are so disrespectful. So that's why y'all picking Brooklyn, Kyrie and KD. Man.
Kyrie, y'all know how I feel about Kyrie. Kyrie get on my nerve.
Exactly.
Kyrie is a basketball wizard, bro. Like, I've never seen anybody that skilled on a basketball. That dude amazed me, bro. Watching him is amazing at his height and what he can do on a basketball court.
Like, I hate him. Like, I wish I could take his skills and give it to somebody else. I hate him that much, but he has them. So, I mean, I got to watch him. But, I mean.
He's a bad man.
Ain't nothing you can do with it. When he get locked in, like, it don't matter. Like, when he gets locked in, like, it's basically nothing you can do about it.
And all that we just said, his teammate is better than him.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm tracking, but and I'm with y'all. I feel like Brooklyn will win for that reason. They got KD and Kyrie, but y'all be disrespectful to Boston.
We said seven games.
Quinn said five.
Nah, Quinn. Say
five. He said six.
I'm gonna give him two wins because Tatum and I'm giving him two wins because the same reason, because I like the guys that Boston has. Tatum, Smart. I think Smart is gonna be big in this series. And when I say big, I mean big in a good way, and he could be big in a bad way too if he don't show up. So
Smart gonna ball. He can. But yeah, he might like not give you offense all the time, but he's gonna consistently play hard.
That's what I'm saying. Him, especially him and Brown, because they can affect the game in ways other than scoring. So,
Robert, what
but yeah, that's how he might come back.
Gotcha. I didn't know that.
It just depend on Tatum. But I mean, they Tatum's said, the guy on offense.
They said he might come back. Then I saw where it said they said he might come back at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Now I'm with you. Against Brooklyn. I'm with you. They talk about their defense and all that, but I think that's kind of oversold because I think they play defense when they need to play defense. Like when they play good teams, like that Milwaukee game was just a good game. Like everybody like, oh, Giannis went crazy on them. Bro, it took Giannis hitting that three at the end. Yeah, and it took him hitting that three and them doing all that to win that game.
That's my boy.
And you said it like, yeah, they saying it like that's not Giannis. But when they strapped up Philly, they just went to Philly and beat the brakes off them. So I think that not playing defense, John, kind of overrated for them. They do play some sloppy defense. But let's be real. It's the NBA. It ain't like they just out there 40 minutes of hell, Arkansas. Anyway, so I'm with y'all. I think Brooklyn will get them in seven. They mess around and win game one, though, they might get them in six.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On everything. So, this one here, 3-6, Milwaukee and Chicago. I'm going to tell y'all something.
Uh-huh.
They're going to beat them 4-1, and they might sweep them. Milwaukee. I'm talking Milwaukee.
I can see that. The way.
I was going to say Milwaukee in five. I'm going to get a Bulls one.
Yeah, I can see that the way Chicago has been playing lately. So
like, it's just like you see most teams do this, right? After they win a championship, there's a bit of a letdown in the regular season. Like they ain't bop that no more. When Milwaukee get in this playoff and they turn it on, bro, I'm telling you, like my dog Giannis, he on something different, bro.
And I just don't think Chicago can match up.
They tailed off it. They started out. They peaked at the beginning.
But they don't have enough.
Nah, they ain't got nothing to even slow Giannis down.
And like, I come back to scoring. DeRozan, if he averaged 40, you still would lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me? Like
I just don't see it.
Nah. Yeah. Don't see it. I got them 4-1. Yeah, I got them 4-1. Yeah, maybe 4-0. I'm going 4-0.
I'm gonna give them one.
I'm not giving them one. Milwaukee about to
beat
them.
You talking about me and Quinn being disrespectful? You being disrespectful to the Bulls?
It's the world champs.
I feel you though, because I feel like Milwaukee is the team to beat in the East.
They about to beat them. They about to sweep them.
I give them one. That's it, though. I'm struggling to give them that one.
You picked Chicago to go to Eastern Conference Finals.
Shut up, Mike. I know what I picked. I ain't need you to point that out.
I had to get some get back. Best would be by college.
It just been struggling lately, man. It's you know when you get to struggling like this. It's hard to come up out of that.
At this point in time, and that's what exactly. I think that's helping Brooklyn too, is I think they figuring it out at a good time. Because Kyrie started playing full time, and then he played the last 15, they went 10-5. Probably should have won a couple of those that they lost. So I think that's going to help them. Then yeah, but they're going to beat them. They're going to beat them 4-0. Giannis going to go on back, get him some more chicken, Mike Nuggets. I meant Chick-fil-A Nuggets and chill on out and wait. Now, this one right here, though. 4-5. Philly and Toronto. Mr. Q.
Philly sweep.
Philly gonna sweep Toronto.
Philly sweep Embiid and Harden. Harden gonna average 22, 11, and 9. Embiid gonna average 35, 13, and 6.
So is that 9 turnovers or 9 rebounds or assists? What?
I'm lying. I think Philly gonna get him 4-2 though. I'll give him 2 because I just don't. Harden pissing me off, to be honest with you. I mean, if I'm being 100% honest with you. Like, take this shit serious. I know you got a lot of miles on you, but it looked like you killed, man. Go to practice. You don't like. He looked like he doing what Ben Simmons did. He just not getting the publicity. Like he like he practiced with a cell phone in his pocket.
What you got?
I got Philly in 6, but Q, I don't agree with what you're saying about Harden, bro. He just that man. I told you that man like a semi, bro. I got a million miles on.
I know, Cam, but you don't think that if he paid a little bit closer attention to his body and got in shape, that he could play at least a little bit the way he was playing just a couple seasons ago?
I don't think that worked for everybody, bro. I think that's just it's one of those things where, like, for some people, yeah, that works.
Father time thing.
It would make him look better, but that's it. Would it really make him play any better? It's like CC Sabathia. I know it's baseball and basketball, two different things, but like CC Sabathia and Curt Schilling both said they played better when it was heavy.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw him say that the other day.
But I think with Harden, that's a little bit like, I think he was out of shape this year, and I think he was out of shape last year. But other than that, I don't really ever think he was out of shape. I just think he got a.
Can't be if you playing that much with that much of a load.
Right. I just think his body kind of like, that's the shape of his body.
That's him.
Yeah. But now he was clearly out of shape this year due to he said he couldn't play a workout because of the hamstring injury. And then last year he was trying to force his way out of Houston. I got them 4-2. I hear people saying they worried and Toronto going to be. I don't think Toronto got quite enough. Thabo can't play in Toronto. But I don't see Toronto beating them guys.
How many games you get Toronto?
I give them 2. Because Toronto's a good team. They're a very good team. But Joel Embiid is great. What you ain't got nobody to match that.
No.
Even if James Harden don't play well, Fred VanVleet gonna ball, but MD gonna average close to 35 points in this series, man. He gonna kill them. See, it's different. Like if they was playing like Milwaukee or Brooklyn, where KD could come and average 35 too. And Kyrie can average 28 or 30 or 35 too. Or with Milwaukee, Giannis can average 35 and Chris Middleton can average 25 and Drew Holiday can average 18 and 19. I don't know where you're going to get all that from with Toronto.
Right.
Like Fred will probably average 25. Siakam, is he?
I give him 18.
Yeah. You know? Like he ain't ready.
A little Shaq of the Mac.
Yeah, you know, they gonna do them, but Embiid gonna dominate. You understand? And but they'll get 2 games off of free at half, 38-40, and squeak one out of the end, and they professional guys, they'll win, But Embiid gonna kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid gonna kill him. Embiid gonna go crazy. So, yeah, nah. And so Miami will play the winner of that game tomorrow night.
Atlanta, Cleveland. Miami and 5.
Yeah.
Either way.
Either way.
They too tough. Without Jared Allen, Cleveland don't stand a chance against Miami. And Atlanta definitely without Jason Collins don't stand a chance without Jason Collins against Miami.
John Collins.
Oh, shit. Yeah. John Collins.
Hey, they definitely don't need Jason Collins.
Nah. That man about 50 years old. Nah.
Demanded a brother.
Yeah. But, yeah. They couldn't beat them. So, out of all these first round matchups, which one are y'all looking forward most to seeing?
Golden State and Denver, probably.
Yeah.
Boston and Brooklyn.
Boston and Brooklyn, and then I'll go Golden State and Denver. And man, I wish Luka wasn't hurt, because I would probably pick that after Boston and Brooklyn. But yeah, that Golden State and Denver gonna be crazy. Cause Jokic's gonna go crazy, bro. I'm telling you, he's gonna average close to 35, 30.
Yeah, because they have no answer for him. What is he?
They might foul Draymond out a couple of games. Yeah. It's gonna be very good though. Very good. Very, very, very good.
Still at a play-in game, Kevin? Yep. Tournament, I mean?
Yep.
Look at him. Yeah.
Very interesting. Y'all like it too. Y'all just don't want to admit it. y'all hate the idea of it, but when the game come up, y'all be all into it.
I'll give you that.
Of course, we going to watch it, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But it's pointless.
It is. It really is.
Your point is to get y'all to watch it. Y'all watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the same reason the NFL added extra game, because it's more money and more people were watching it.
But you ain't watched that Atlanta game. That was a waste of time.
But think about
it like this though, Mike. They added a game and took away a preseason game. I guarantee you watched that 17 game way more than you would even thought about watching that 4 preseason game.
Oh, absolutely. But I hate that preseason thing for the sake of the guys that's trying to make the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That when you look at it from that vantage point, it's like it's already hard. You know what I'm saying? And then you take away an opportunity for me to show my skills. So but Kevin and his play in.
Said that like I came up with it.
You did. You sat right down there and emailed Adam Silver.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with it, man.
I know you don't. He was so ready too that first year that did it. He was so ready, bro. Had it popcorn.
Excited by the kids.
He had it popcorn and everything.
I think
it's
a good idea, man.
Man,
about
once a day.
7, 7, 10.
Quinn, look how he said, I think it's a good idea. Right.
You stop selling it.
Nah, that's 6 seed too. Get right or you be down in there. Or you be in that play-in.
Whatever, man.
We got to get tired of all that useless basketball at the end of the season. Chump.
Yeah. Well, man. That's about all I got, man. Oh, shout out to the Lady Gamecocks. I didn't get on here last week. Shout out to the Lady Gamecocks, Aaliyah Boston, Ryan Howard went number one in the WNBA draft. Yeah. Shout out to Don Staley for sure. But, yeah, man, that's all I got. Y'all got anything else?
Shout out to Steady. Steady B.
You should be worried about my boy Steady B. I think you a fan, man.
Look, Mike. Mm-hmm. I get it, man. He's a tough kid. He's stuck in there.
Moxie. Championship Moxie.
Mike, you know good and darn well if he's a quarterback this season without that defense.
What?
They looking at about two losses.
To who?
Never mind. I forgot they playing the East.
The only game they ain't favored by double digits in is Mississippi State.
Well, I still give them two losses. They're going to lose in the SEC championship game, and they're going to lose their bowl game.
They're going to college football playoff.
Exactly. They're going to lose that.
No.
See, Steph good. I just saw him catch a lob.
Unless they play.
You saw Steph catch a lob. What did he do? A lob layup?
Unless they're playing another SEC team, they're not going to lose.
You know that little lob when you first started dunking where they threw it right up there to the basket.
Oh, yeah.
Dunk it in.
Dunk with your fingertips.
Yeah. Nah, he dunked it, but I'm just saying.
You know how soft his ankles is. You better stop that mess.
Right. Last thing I got is this weekend, we got Errol Spence versus Udonis Ugas. It's not going to be a good fight for Errol Spence fighting. You know,
what you mean? Why you don't think it's going to be a good fight, Kev?
Because Errol Spence fighting Udonis Ugas.
When's the last time Errol Spence fought, though?
He fought Danny Garcia a year and a half ago.
That was before his accident, right?
It was after. That was his first match after because he wanted to show everybody that he was back. So he fought Danny Garcia. His accident was in 2019.
It's been that long already?
Yeah, it was that long. And then he was supposed to fight Manny Pacquiao after he fought Danny Garcia, but he had a detached retina in training camp. So that's when Udonis Ugas stepped in. He fought Manny Pacquiao, beat Manny Pacquiao, took the belt. So now Earl finna go snatch that belt from Ugas. And this is why this fight is important. Because if he beat Ugas, we finally gonna get Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford, I believe. I believe we finally gonna get it.
Crawford gonna beat the brakes off Errol Spence.
I agree with that. But I think we finally gonna get it. If he get this last belt, because that'll be for Undisputed.
The only thing I hope, Kevin, like I hope he beats him so we can set it up. I just hope when that is set up that it's not 2 years later that they set this up for. Like it need to be within the next year. I know how boxing work nowadays, but
I mean that's already the case. They're both at the edge of not so much Earl, but Terrence Crawford is at the edge of his prime.
Yeah,
I think we've seen the best Terrence Crawford, but I still think it's enough for him to beat Errol Spence. But
when was the last time Crawford fought?
Who was the last person he fought? Was Kell Brook the last person he fought?
I think so. What was that, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
It's been a while. Man, I don't remember. And I watched every Terrence Crawford fight, but I don't remember who the last person he fought.
Because if that's his next fight, you think he'll take a warm up fight?
I don't think that's his next fight. He's gonna fight somebody else, but it ain't gonna matter.
Who would he fight though as a warm up?
Anywho, same people he's been fighting, nobody. But I just it's some notable fighters coming up. Ain't none of them gonna be good because boxing don't really have good fights no more. But you got I think the week after you got Tyson Fury versus Dillian White. Tyson Fury gonna beat Brooks off Dillian White unless he get caught by a blind left hook, and even then that bag gonna get up. Like he always do.
Man, that dude.
And then I think after that, and I can't remember. It was another good fight after. Canelo versus Dimitri Bivol. Canelo gonna beat the brakes off him, but hopefully that leads up to something else. That's the only reason I'm bringing these fights up, because hopefully they lead up to other.
I don't want to talk about that dude, man. I can't stand that dude.
Because you're gonna have Joshua versus
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's it gonna beat the brakes off of him again?
Champ don't even like Joshua. Jeez, Champ.
You don't like Joshua either? Yeah, me either.
Champ don't even like Joshua.
But yeah, again, Alexander Usyk gonna beat the brakes off Anthony Joshua again. Joshua can't beat him. Usyk too skilled. A good fight would be Fury and Usyk, but like I said, Fury is a bear. I don't know if anybody can beat that dude.
I want Fury to fight Joshua so he can knock his spin his head around on his neck.
He's just too big, bro. Like I'm gonna tell you what changed Tyson Fury's career is his trainer, Sugar Hill. Hey, man.
Kim talking to him like he a dude standing on the street corner. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, look. So Sugar Hill changed Tyson Fury's style. Like before that, Tyson Fury ain't knocked nobody out. He couldn't. That dude was feather fist. So when he got with Sugar Hill, he started making him sit down on his punches, making you feel that 270. I don't know if nobody can beat him fighting that way.
No.
He's a big. That's a big dude.
That dude's 6'9", 270
pounds.
That
dude's huge, man.
and move around like. And move. You know what I'm saying? But like Jokic in that boxing, bro.
Jokic with a left hand
and with a chin. Word. Like nobody else. If Deontay Wilder hit anybody else like that, they not getting up, bro. I don't know who it is.
Man,
that man got up. Deontay done dropped him like five times. Bro.
They
he
not
get, keep getting up.
They not dude, getting that, up. That ever last again.
One, man. That last one in that first fight, I thought that dude was dead, man.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody else he hit like that, you ain't getting up again ever. Your life over. Word up.
That's a man right there. I wasn't the biggest Tyson Fury fan, but that's a man right there. I don't know what nobody say.
Bro, when he rolls up, I'm like, man.
It's like somebody threw some cold water in his face or something.
For real.
And shout out to my boy Deontay, though. For a man, he a dog, too. Like I people going to talk trash about him, but for a man to be 210 pounds, get in that ring with a 270-pound man and still put him on his butt like that, shout out to Tyson Fury for getting up. But for a man, first of all, he's not scared to get in that little belt. Like
Second of all,
he done dropped this big belt like four or five times. You know what I'm saying? So I got respect for both of them dudes, man.
For sure.
Any boxer who get in the ring, really.
But the thing about you fight him and you know you like, I slugged this dude. Yeah. And then you get back in there and fight him again.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Bro, his cats don't even want to play team sports again.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's people that don't want to play against teams in a team sport.
Right.
After they done whooped them so bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to bring up the Errol Spence fight just to bring some light to boxing, you know what I'm saying? Because boxing been kind of down lately because of how it's ran. But, you know, maybe if Spence come out here and beat Ugas like he should, then we might end up with an actual super fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Terrence Crawford in that.
Old bud.
Mm-hmm. You think they'll have a fight in Vegas?
They're gonna be in Dallas.
In Dallas?
It's gonna be in Dallas because Errol gonna run the show.
Yeah, I might drive up there for that.
But I mean, it might be in Vegas because maybe the money is right. But I would expect it to be in Dallas.
Well, I mean, they don't have state taxes here either, so. That's the big draw for Vegas. They don't have state taxes. That's one of the big draws.
But and that's probably going to be one of the holdups in the fight too, where it's going to be in the purse split and all that kind of stuff. So,
what you think the purse split should be? You think it should be 50-50?
I think all super fights should be 50-50 because if the other guy don't bring just as much value, it's not a super fight. If I bring super fight value, then it's got to be 50-50. Go fight somebody else and see if you can get.
And it can't be a super fight without both guys bringing that value. So,
right. So that's why I think all super fights should be 50-50.
Wow.
Yeah.
What you think, Mike?
I agree. Listen, if I can get these kind of fights, I'll be back in the boxing like I used to.
But that's why people don't. That's why people left boxing, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of that. Because you don't see like Holyfield versus Bo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't see like.
Man, know, them dudes used to fight three, four times a year, man.
Yeah, but Noah Hopkins and you know what I'm saying? And
man, B-Hop used to have a fight every month.
Bro, B-Hop a tough son of a gun, bro.
Yeah, you don't get De La Hoya versus Floyd.
Yeah.
You don't get Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns. You know
Sweet
what I'm saying?
Sweet Pete Whitaker.
Yeah.
You understand?
You don't get the Ali Frazers and all of that. Ali former Michael Moore. You don't get that stuff, bro.
Tyson and Holyfield.
Yeah.
Lennox Lewis. Man, come on.
Lennox Lewis and Klitschko. Lennox Lewis
them dudes used to fight a minimum three times a year. A minimum.
Lennox Lewis never fought. They was supposed to.
In the same year.
A minimum three times a year. Now them dudes can't fight. Don't fight but once every 3 years.
It's because of how the business is, bro. Like the way that they got these network deals and stuff like that. So if I go sign with Al Heyman and I know I'm going to fight on Fox and Showtime and get all of this money for fighting whoever, I'm going to take a risk and fight the best, but I can get the same money for fighting a cupcake.
Yeah, it's true. I can
fight two times a year, fight a cupcake, get the same money rather than fighting a tough fight, possibly lose my belt and not make as much money.
And keep my record.
Keep my record intact so I can have that O by my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's the Floyd Mayweather recipe right there.
Just watch. 3 years. I give you 3 years. The name Deron Boots Ennis. Remember that. Boots Ennis is going to be welterweight champion of the world in 3 years. Bad man. Just remember that name.
Where you from?
I think he from Ohio?
Georgia?
Philly. He might be from Philly. I don't know.
Boy, it's some bad balls that come out of Philly now.
Yeah, he might be from Philly. Where's Deron Boots Ennis from? Either way, though, it's some exciting fights coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he from Philly. Yeah, Philly, they breed fighters up there. That's where Bernard Hopkins from.
Yeah, B-Hop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, B-Hop, tough and nail, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I might not be able to do the show next week. I got a trial for a scholarship on the Georgia basketball team.
And they got one guy. He took his name out the portal. He coming back.
What they would that make four?
two and a half.
It's a two and a half. Yeah,
hey,
that's all I got.
Hey, Mike, send him sell tape.
Say Jared Allen gonna try to play tomorrow.
I was just finna say that. Yeah.
He gonna try to play?
Yeah.
Can he be effective though?
I mean, he got a fractured finger. Yeah. Ain't like he got that shooting jumpers.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't like he handling the ball. Right.
Put one of my what they call that thing? One of them cats like they got a thing on their hand. Dang. A club hand. put him in the club. Let him sit down there and slap everything.
Hey, them Pat Willis had like 20 tackles with one.
That's what I was going to say. I remember Pat Willis had that at Ole Miss. Yeah, he had like 20 tackles. That was a bad boy.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Ruben Foster doing that too. He had a club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pete Willis was my guy.
Yeah. But yeah, man. I'm good to go. I just had to throw that out there with the boxing joint.
For sure. That's good stuff, though. Like I say, if I could get them kind,
yeah.
I'm all in.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Quinn, Quinn? You're going to get off steady B. and you're going to lead on the men's basketball program alone down there in Athens.
Mike, go ahead and throw Beck out there, man. Come on, now quit playing. Tell Kirby to quit playing.
Man, it's, look.
That loyalty got to stop somewhere.
What I told you, what Kirby say is what we going to do. Whether it work or not, I'm riding with my guy.
Hey, Mike, you figure out what Alabama shirt you going to wear?
Yeah, the one from the national championship.
Shut up. Hey, you gotta go to Haiti to get them.
What guy? The one they shipped over. No, I'm getting the one with the skull on it.
See, man, see, what from the SEC championship game?
It got Alabama on it. Nah, hey. I'm gonna fulfill it.
Oh, one more thing.
What?
Who else y'all see coming back from that North Carolina team besides Baycott?
Everybody.
You think everybody gonna come back?
Nah, everybody can't. But I think Love and Davis come back. Woo.
Them the main three right there. Well, they got one. If they get them other two, yeah, did Maddie come for your left or was he a senior?
Nah, he trying for Oklahoma, so he done.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think if Love come back, then they
him and Davis.
Yeah.
They get him and Davis. Him and Davis back. A Baycott already back. They get him and Davis back. Woo woo. They're gonna be super tough.
Yeah.
I'm having this discussion just real quick with my neighbor, because he from North Carolina, and he was talking about Kessel, right? Mm-hmm. And he was saying if Kessel was on that team, it wouldn't have worked out the way it did because he didn't fit.
So my that went to Auburn.
Yeah.
I don't know. They give you a lot of rebounding with him and Baycott. He can't shoot like Manic, but like it give Manic, it give you a different dynamic though, because UNC always a good offensive rebounding team. But if you put him and Baycott down there,
yeah, but that gave Baycott room to work though.
Yeah, that too. Manic being out on the perimeter. I mean, I think you know it kind of happened. Stuff be working itself out.
I was saying if he would have came back, maybe he would have been in the mix off the bench. But I said with the way Manic shoot and the way that team was set up, the way they was playing, I don't know how good he would have fit.
Hey, listen, I tell you what, anytime you got one person that has as many blocks as five schools, it could work something out. Bro, he had more blocks than like six SEC schools. It was crazy.
That dude got like a 9-foot wingspan, man.
Yeah. But I think if Davis and Love come back, boy, they're gonna be tough. And the way old Pete Diddy was playing, what's his name? Younger brother. Cam Johnson, younger brother. Yeah, man.
Hey man, let me ask y'all something. Last thing, I promise.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Well, hey, would y'all let somebody like intentionally call y'all Leaky Black?
I mean,
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
When I heard that name, I thought about you, Kevin, under your truck fixing something.
That's funny.
But no, I've heard worse.
Worse.
That's his nickname.
Leaky.
I tell you what I thought about when we closed the thing out, because it ain't.
It's not appropriate.
Nah, not even a little bit.
You good, Mike?
That boy lying. Yeah, I'm looking at these boys lying to my dad and ran their mile. These boys on the team. Stop lying.
What age you see start, Mike?
They got a challenge. So they all supposed to run a mile every day. They said, dude, started. We play tomorrow. Well, no, not tomorrow. Saturday. Play last weekend for that. We play tomorrow. Play that weekend. Go to Pittsburgh that weekend. See what we could do.
What's that? You about to put some miles on that car.
I saw when Miles Bridges threw that mouthpiece, but I didn't know he hit that girl in the face with.
Say he was trying to hit a man.
He was trying to hit that dude that was waving by to him. But like, bro,
you can't do that anyway just because he's saying bye. Right. Now, if he was being disrespectful or something, something crazy, you still shouldn't do that. But I can see it more if they did something crazy. But he doing that.
Nah, he was just waving by to him. Now, I mean, he was saying bye and waving, but I mean,
I'm saying, might have you thought you hit me with a mouthpiece? It might be Malice at the Palace.
That's what I'm saying. He hit this chick. Like right here with his mouthpiece, bro.
Dude, that's nasty. Like, yeah,
I would have had to do something because I know my wife. She would have flipped. Bro,
she needed Will Smith.
Right.
You gotta get a tetanus shot after that, man. We fight,
bro. That's gross. Yeah, we finna fight, dog. He might as well go ahead and pull out the checkbook, though. I know that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I got to get compensated for that. Give me some of that money that you making out there. Nah, that ain't.
You finna get a nice new deal anyway. That's gross. And I love Miles, but that's gross.
Bro, you been out here, brother, like a dog for the last 3 hours.
Bro, nobody like their own spit.
That's what I'm saying. You just hit me in the face with your breath. Like, I don't. That's disgusting, bro.
It don't get no nasty to that, man. I'm sorry. It just don't.
Yo, that is super
nasty. I thought it was like some tape or something. Maybe he had tape on his hand and he threw it. I didn't realize it was a mouthpiece.
Just think about it. That spit hit everybody on the way to her face.
What if it like landed like right here on you? No. Hey man, let's get up out of here, man.
Oh, I might have been out there like they say Melo was out there that bust for KG, cuz that's nasty. He a big dude. I might have had a battle something, but we gotta get at it.
What it is.
On everything. Yeah. But yeah, man. That's all we got for this week. There's another episode. Relax to take notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn. Hey, yo, if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe. And we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Take it easy.